Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. So we're here at the Wings and Helicopters Magazine's inaugural General Aviation Expo at scenic downtown Burlington, Ontario. And I'd like to welcome into the Plain Talk cockpit a really cool cat, Christopher Van Horn, president, and I might add founder, of an interesting Canadian company called Airbly. At least I call them Airbly. Airbly,
oh, yeah, that's Airbly. What I call it too. Yep.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I'll answer it either.
Welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit, Christopher. How was your trip from Charlottetown?
Trip to Charlottetown was great. Flew Porter for my first time. That was actually a fairly enjoyable trip.
Nice.
I liked it.
They didn't lose your booth?
No, actually, well, I shipped that ahead. Oh. I've learned through experience to not carry that on the plane.
Yeah, it's kind of big.
costly, and then you got to drag it from the airport. It's just easier just to ship it.
Yeah. So, as I said, thank you so much for jumping into the Plain Talk cockpit. For folks that aren't familiar with Airbly, they have this really cool technology that creates a Transport Canada compliant electronic journey log.
Yep. So it's an automated piece of hardware. You just turn it on and throw it on your instrument panel, and it will automatically wake itself up when it detects an engine start and log that aircraft's activity until the engine shuts down.
Neat. Very neat. And it uses the Globalstar satellite constellation for the data transmissions.
Yep. You can think of it as like a spot tracking device
on
designed
steroids.
On steroids. Yeah, I was going to say that, but
that sounds works. Good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like Spot, it's also talking to the GPS satellite, so it knows where the aircraft is. And you do something unique. As you said, it detects motion and effectively creates an electronic journey log.
Yeah, so it'll know when you start the engine, so it can get Hobbs time. It does on and off block time, in case if that's something you need. And it does air time or time in service, so you know it's typically what you're going to do your maintenance on. And it'll also count landings where you flew and basically create all the components that you'd have in a journey log. We also have these crew tracker keychains that you can assign to pilots, and it'll also log who was on board. So it kind of fills in all the boxes.
So it's a little, the crew tracker keychain's a little tiny key fob. I keep mine attached to my flight bag.
Yep.
And it's very low maintenance, like maybe once every 2 or 3 years, change the battery in it, which is single screw and a little watch-style battery that goes in it. And copious amounts of reporting as well.
Yeah, so it will, in addition to like creating all the journey log pieces, it does record pitch and roll, climb and descent rates, G-forces, and you can set exceedances on it as well. So you can get notified if, say, the aircraft descends more than 2,000 feet per minute.
And, of course, real-time tracking using the Spot technology.
Yep. You get a position report every 5 minutes. It shows up on a map. If you have several aircraft, you can see where they all are at the same time.
So super awesome for flight schools.
Flight schools. We do like aerial crop dusting applicators, small charters, fishing operations. So there's quite a range. About 20% of my customers are shared partnerships. So several guys own a plane together, and they want to all know what each other are doing. It's a great way to keep an eye on that aircraft.
And you have the ability to download the logs, pull them into Excel to just facilitate billing and other requirements.
Yep, we don't keep any of the data hostage, so it's all free to export. There's also an API if you wanted to build your own software based on our data. And we also have several integrators that will use our data as well. So PlaneLogix, CoFlight, Aeronet, and QuantumMX, Kronos, can all pull Airbly data in to automate some of the aircraft management processes.
And maintenance logbooks. So you're really creating that link between the aircraft's technical logs as well as the journey log. Yeah, from a Canadian context, that is.
Yep, it's a bit noisy here. People are moving stuff. But yeah, you're right. It basically makes your record, your aircraft record, a living record. So it's always current.
And in the cloud, as well as the data resident on your iPhone, so that if you chose not to fly with your journey log in the aircraft and you're RAM checked by transport, whether you have access to a cellular network or not, you can bring up your electronic journey log courtesy of Airbly.
Yep, it's all right there, right on your app. You do need the app,
of course,
to do that. But yeah, it'll have the person who flew, where the aircraft went, engine time or flight time, time in the air, basically all the pieces that are required by the regulations.
And a mature technology with your company founded back in 2015.
Yep, we've been at it a while. The current product is the Phoenix Aircraft Monitor Generation 2. And we've been selling this one since just before COVID in late 2019. And it's kind of been it's become real popular.
What was the light bulb that went off to say, hey, I want to do something really kind of cool?
So I bought an aircraft or into a partnership with seven other people and sort of learned what it takes to maintain and manage an aircraft, and also learned that people are not great at keeping records.
Or doing time math.
Doing time math. And then the other thing is, like a lot of us, we have a whiteboard in our hangar and we write down the times when the oil change has to be due. But we're not great at checking that it actually is good to go when we fly. We just hop in and go. And so things were getting missed in our aircraft occasionally, or being done too late or beyond the...
So that 50-hour oil change was done in 75 hours.
Maybe not that bad. But the idea is there. Yeah. So me with a technology background, I thought, well, I could probably solve this. And I sort of just came up with the idea, because sometimes when you're flying, I was flying from Bangor. I remember I was flying from Bangor to Charlottetown. You got nothing else to do but kind of think about whatever. And I kind of came up with this idea in my head and started assembling an ugly looking thing, the first one. Just started trying it and got it to work, do what I wanted. It's been refined over the years. But
of course. Amazing. And I think a point that you raised is the system is more than just flight time, airtime. You can also put in maintenance reminders for really anything, whether that's when's the next time the prop needs to be overhauled, when's the next oil change, and the system will email you little reminders as you get close to that, that alerting number.
Yep, it has a maintenance tracking feature to it. So yeah, like you said, you can put in anything cyclic, whether that be time based or engine hours based or flight time based. Whatever numbers we're collecting, you can use to trigger things. And then with some of the partners we have, if you need something more advanced, like parts tracking and things of that nature, you can work with our partners using our data collection to drive their products.
So excuse the pun. With the product being so mature, what's on the horizon for Airbly?
So we have two new kind of... So one is an update to the Generation 2 product that we're working on that will have it'll be about 25% smaller, and it will have a solar panel on the top as well, which should keep the battery maintained. So for most pilots, they won't have to go out and charge the box every 100 hours of flight.
Yeah.
And then another new feature that we have is this, I'm calling it the marker. I don't have a better name for it at the moment, but it allows while you're in the air, if you want to mark or count things you see on the ground or place points on a map while you fly, it's just a small little box that has buttons on it, and you can just quickly count things.
Like your cottage.
My what?
Your cottage.
My cottage?
Yeah, where you're caught. So I have a lot of friends who, you know, want to fly over their cottage.
Oh, yes.
Right? And yeah.
Exactly.
And you want to take them again. Now you've got it.
Yep.
You know, that pin dropped and you can find it.
That would be one use for it. So what I personally used it for is I helped the Canadian Sea Turtle Network do leatherback sea turtle research in Nova Scotia. And so I use it to count leatherback sea turtles and sunfish.
Wow, absolutely. From your airplane?
From the airplane.
Absolutely amazing. That's probably way faster and easier and gives you the bigger picture than from a boat.
Well,
or vessel.
You can definitely see a whole lot more. Plus, you're not opening an app or anything like that to mark something on a map. It's just a quick little button. Just keep, so it doesn't interrupt your flying activity.
And the integration with the Spot technology, including the route pages, that's really kind of neat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See where your plane is all the time. Folks will often add a link to their aircraft in like their flight plan for Transport or Nav Canada. For like safety reasons. Yeah. You kind of know where the aircraft is at all times and who's using it.
Very cool. So, Chris, again, thank you so much for being part of the Plane Talk podcast. Any final words for the audience?
No. Thanks for having me. Keep flying, I guess. I don't know.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.